The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey, everybody. Welcome and thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage live of the Consumer Electronics Show 2016. My name is Bob Long. I'm right here in the heart of the action, Las Vegas, Nevada, the convention center. But CES is so huge that it spills over into multiple venues. It's the biggest, I'm guessing here, but I think this is going to be the biggest CES ever. And the amounts of folks that have traveled here from all four corners of the globe is just absolutely amazing. I was told yesterday by a representative from what used to be called the Consumer Electronics Association, now called the Consumer Technology Association, kind of changing with the times. These are the folks that produce the show every year, that there are about 160 or so thousand people in attendance, and including 7,000 journalists. So all throughout this hour, we're going to be talking about all the news that's been happening here over the last several days. This is the final day of the show here, and things will be wrapping up, but there's been all kinds of stories to talk about, and we're going to kick things off with our field reporter and a gentleman who has been with me here at the Consumer Electronics Show many times in the past, Mark Evans. And then we're going to move on in this hour to a special guest who is an exhibitor here at the convention center. I'm not going to tell you too much about it, but that will be coming up a little later on in the hour. Telephone-wise, you can reach out to us toll-free from anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. The email is open and running. Best email, bob@boblongradio.com. From here, it's off to the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, for the press days of the North American International Auto Show. Right now, we're going to wish a Happy New Year to one of our great contributors here on the broadcast. He fills in for me once in a while, along with the Motor Mike Wallace, and, of course, has been a long-time field reporter and on-site producer, and you name it, he's done it. There he is, the one and only Mark Evans. Mark, thank you so much for joining us. How you doing?
So you hopped on a plane and headed to Las Vegas, and you didn't take me. Wait till Dad hears about this.
I know, it's not fair. It is definitely not fair at all. But I'm here, and it's been a whirlwind. Like I said, had some curves thrown me, and this has been a very quick but productive visit. But I miss the days when you and I, you know, would come for the entire week and have all kinds of fun, because this is quite an event and has really morphed into an automotive event. One of the spokespeople for the folks that produce the show, and I know you've met him, Jim Barry. I haven't seen him this year so far, but he said to me 2 years ago, he's been here like for 20 plus years, he said, Bob, I came to CES for the Consumer Electronics Show, and a car show has broken out because there's so much automotive presence here, Mark.
Yeah, I say hi to everybody for me there. It's, you and I have had a great time at all the time, and you know, it's funny, Bob, the thing, like you're saying, the attendees, it's just amazing how it's exploded back. I found out when you were, you know, you gave me a little tip that you were heading out here, and I thought, you know, I'm going to find some history on it. And I found out that it used to be called the WCES, Winter Consumer Electronics Show, and they only had, it was started back in June of 1967 in New York City, and they, at that time, they only had like 17,500 people.
Amazing growth.
Yeah. And so, like you said, now it's turned into, I've been having a great time here in the office watching the CNBC reporter, Phil LeBeau. He's there live, and it's just turned into a complete car show, man. It should be called the Consumer Car Show.
That's true. And CNBC, I'm in a different broadcast locale today, but yesterday I was right in the same locale as CNBC. Today we're broadcasting from the North Hall, which is the automotive side of the fence. More car companies on display here than any time before. And the keynote speakers, here's a remarkable part, Mark. You know, usually the keynote speakers are people from, you know, Panasonic or Sony or one of the computer companies or Google or Yahoo or something like that. But the keynote speakers, Mark Field, President and CEO of Ford, Mary Barra, the President, Chairman of the Board, General Motors, and the President of Volkswagen. So it's really morphed into this new automotive happening that's a must-do for the big car companies.
Well, yeah, and, you know, Bob, really, truthfully, Motor Mike Wallace and I have been talking about this here on Auto World about how all the cars are all electronic anymore, you know? Now, didn't General Motors, didn't Mary unveil the new Bolt?
Sure did. I mean, this is something that we've seen in the last couple of years, kind of a early sneak peek, a world debut before an auto show. So it will also make a debut at the Detroit show upcoming next week. But the Bolt, which is not the Volt, is a totally different car, in fact, was a global debut here at CES. And this all-electric vehicle, after federal tax credits, is going to be under $30,000 with an electric range of 200 miles. So they're expecting this car to really attract a lot of buyers because, you know, Tesla has done really well. I mean, they only sold 50,000 cars all of last year, which in the automotive world is not much. I mean, Ford sells about 500,000 to 600,000 F-150s, but, you know, by the way, people's perception is that Teslas are all over the place, but that's, you know, it's a decent number, but you know, it's more of a number you'd see from a car company like Jaguar during their good times. Yeah, because it's expensive. I mean, the Teslas, now they've got the crossover. The average one going out the door is $100,000. So, you know, to come in with a Tesla fighter for a regular person like you and I, that's definitely a great thing. And Paul Eisenstein, a great friend, and you know Paul, contributor to the show, he's already driven it, and he's very impressed. He said it's got great acceleration. So that was one of the debuts. Mark Fields announced they're going to be partnering with Google, you know, and they're partnering with Amazon as well.
Oh. So instead of the Amazon drone delivering packages, I guess Mark Fields might be delivering in a Ford, huh? On our doorstep.
They'll be
delivering the drone to us in the Ford.
I know. It's all about the connected car. Amazon has this device called Alexa, and I've seen it advertised on Amazon.com, but it's a cylinder-looking device. You put it on your desk there, and you can ask it questions. You can say, like, Alexa, you know, what's the temperature in Boise, Idaho? And then she'll talk back to you. Basically, that's what Ford is going to be doing with this kind of technology. They're going to have an Alexa-type person in your vehicle, and then it's going to be connected to your home, so you'll be able to not only open you'll say, Alexa, open the garage door. Alexa, turn on the living room lights. Alexa, turn on the coffee maker. Alexa, preheat the
dinner.
Exactly. It's almost gone crazy, to be honest with you. It's gotten insane. And VW, too. I mean, you won't believe this. It's got a very strange name. When we come back, we'll tell the listeners about the strange name and the connected car, the autonomous car. It's all around the bend, and so is more Auto World.
Don't you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're live at the Consumer Electronics Show, Las Vegas, Nevada. This show is not only about the latest in TVs and tablets and wearables and everything computer, but it's about automobiles. It's a huge presence of automobile manufacturers here at the show, and we're having lots of fun. And we've got Mark Evans, our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical issues. So we'll throw that out as well. If you've got a problem with your vehicle, Yeah, Mark is all set with his mechanic suit ready to go and take your questions. If there's something wrong and you want a free over-the-air diagnostic check, 855-660-4261. Before I tell Mark about the Volkswagen concept vehicle, and he's going to love this one, I just want to thank Mark and Motor Mike Wallace for filling in for me quite a bit this fall as I've been dealing with some personal and some health issues. So I thank you very much, Mark and Mike, for doing this. You've done a spectacular job, and I've been neglectful in thanking you guys. It's just been kind of a chaotic time for me, but you guys have done a great job, and no question, you'll be filling for me more from time to time in the future. It sounds like you and Mike have a ball doing it.
Well, we do, Bob, and I'm just so happy that you sound good, your health is better, and that's what matters to all of us, listeners, Motor Mike and I, and our wives, everybody, all your friends. That's what it's all about, and it's like I say, it's an honor to have you let us have the opportunity to walk in and run your baby. This is your baby, Auto World, and I do know
yes,
that. Mike
is.
Knows it too. This is your life. This show.
Yeah.
A lot of people. I always highlight that, you know, because that is, this is your life. The Auto World is what you've built since what, 1992?
Yeah.
So
I've been doing it a long time.
And you sound good, and that's what matters, man. You're doing good,
well,
and you're back
you.
On the road, man.
Yeah, I know, back on the road. And I haven't seen it in person yet, but one of the stars of the show is this concept vehicle from Volkswagen. And Volkswagen, of course, is facing all those fines and lawsuits to do with the TDI and the tampering of the clean diesel technology. But they're kind of like, we'll just put that on the side. Let's talk about some other stuff. So they introduced a high-tech electric minivan and also an advanced e-Golf at the CES show in the last couple of days. The minivan is the one that kind of makes me laugh because it looks very much like a classic Volkswagen microbus. But here's a great one. It's called the BUDD-E, the Buddy. So you, Mark, can have a buddy. Your vehicle is
now all I need is that Amazon feature on the dash. We can, I mean,
yeah.
You know what? That might, you know, the word marriage, all the single people might not ever get married if you got the buddy. You know, Bob, too, the Volkswagen buses from the yesteryears, the window vans, I mean, they're reaching $100,000 plus, you know, at the auctions.
Oh, I know. It's incredible. This buddy, you know, again, you know, basically builds on the connected home. Nowadays, we've got smartphones with apps that can start your vehicle remotely. I know people that have that feature, actually. You know, if you're flying into Las Vegas and you have a car here that's yours, you, when you're stepping off the plane, you can start it up, get the air conditioning going. Or if you live in Boston, where I hail from, and you land and it's zero, you can turn on the heat in your car. Well, Volkswagen's Buddy takes that to a whole new dimension. Are you ready for this?
I'm sitting down.
Crazy. This is going to be connected with your home automation to allow voice, touch, or gesture options to control lights, turn your lights on in your house, your thermostat. You can say, you know, hey, whatever it's going to be, hey, buddy, you know, let's turn the thermostat up at home. But here's where it gets kind of funky. This layout can even be reconfigured so it connects to your refrigerator. And so you'll be driving home, and all of a sudden, your buddy is going to say, hey, Mark, you know, you're running a little bit low on milk, and why don't we get a six-pack of beer on the way home?
Oh, my goodness. It's come a long ways, you know, Bob. I mean, I looked up a little history again, and, you know, back in 1970, the Consumer Electronics Show. It's come a long ways from what you just said, because the video cassette recorder was debuted in 1970.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so many. And the things that we take for granted, the list is a mile long of things that have been unveiled here. Like you say, the VCR was unveiled here. Just on the audio side, I was thinking of this yesterday. I mean, this is where the cassette was unveiled. The CD was unveiled. I remember the original CD players, when they came out, they were like $1,200. DVD debuted here.
Camcorders? Remember the camcorders?
Camcorders, smartphones, HD television, satellite radio. Again, in the audio realm, you know, it went from 8-tracks to cassettes to CDs, to Bluetooth streaming, and now, you know, streaming from the cloud. That's the other thing they were talking about here, which to me is a little bit weird. Mark Fields made a point, we're not going to be installing safety updates, but other updates, you're going to be able to drive along in your Ford in the not-too-distant future. It's going to connect with the cloud and start downloading updates to your computer on your vehicle as you're driving around. Isn't that unbelievable?
Oh, my. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Is there a topic here on the Big Brother word, maybe?
Oh, yeah, I know. It's so true, because Big Brother, in 1984, that famous novel, I mean, if there ever was an indication that some of that is coming to life, because, you know, the government and everybody else is going to be in your business and know exactly where you're going, you know, what, how fast you're driving, and, you know, what red light you ran, and everything else. The other technology that is already out there, and we're going to see this in the next few years, is cars talking to each other. So and you approach an intersection, it's going to prevent accidents, but again, it's Big Brother stepping in. So,
sure.
Mark, you'll be driving along in your car, approaching the intersection. Another car will be driving a little bit too fast, and your car will basically communicate with the other cars, like, so, you know, slow down, you know, if are you taking a right turn, a left turn? They're going to talk. The cars are going to be talking back and forth to each other. How strange
You know what
is
I
this?
Want? Bob, you know what I want out of all this? I want lower insurance rates, because I'm not going to get in an accident anymore.
Oh, I know. You know, I personally am not a fan of the autonomous driving vehicles. I mean, it's coming, but I mean, I just love the experience of driving. It's like the electric cars. It's getting to the point where now the manufacturers and the lawmakers are saying these electric cars are too quiet. So companies are now designing artificial sounds for your electric car. So you'll be able to turn your electric car. Oh, I want a V12 Ferrari today. Let's make it sound like that.
Yes.
I want to make it sound like a 911 Porsche. How strange is that? More with Mark Evans from CES Around the Bend.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on the road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Live from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, I'm Bob Long, along with Mark Evans. We're having lots of fun. A little later on in this half hour, we may be joined by a gentleman I met out here. It's a charitable company that he and his partner runs called, it's called Aces and Angels. Interesting story, and we'll get to that a little later on. But we're talking all about autonomous cars and Big Brother and all this technology that you're going to be able to have in the not-too-distant future. And, Mark, let me tell you another one that, to me, is just ridiculous. There's no other way to say it. A Mercedes last year had a vehicle, and I've spoken to a number of people about this type of idea, and you know, matter of fact, a couple of the producers at GCN, you know, really liked the idea, and the idea that it is with an autonomous vehicle, so a self-driving vehicle. And Mercedes last year at the show here had this four-seater vehicle, four bucket seats basically, that once the vehicle was underway, the four seats would spin around, the front seats would spin around, so you wouldn't be looking out the road, you'd be talking to your guests in the back seat.
Okay.
How strange is that? You know, the car is going to be completely driving, but the one that really, for whatever reason, it just pushes my buttons is, where are we going is all I can say. I mean, it's become such a virtual world. There, they have the technology now that if you're driving in one of these advanced vehicles, and perhaps you're driving through a really bad area of town, you know, what they used to call, in Boston, there was a famous place when I was growing up called the Combat Zone, or in Boston, there's Charlestown, Massachusetts, which is the number one place in the entire country for bank robberies. Every major city, you know, New York has bad spots. Los Angeles right. have bad spots. So if you're driving through a scary part of town, I hate to use the word ghetto, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you're going to be able to project on the inside of your glass of the vehicle, you know, instead of driving through the toughest part of Manhattan, the worst part of New York, where, you know, there's a lot of crime, you know, you're driving in someplace very dangerous, and if you don't want to deal with that, you can project on all of the windows of the car as if you're driving along the Malibu Beach.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Oh, my goodness. So now it's kind of like you're in dream world.
Yeah, and the car's driving itself. You're not in the ghetto of a major city, but you're, you know, driving the Pacific Coast Highway.
Now, Bob, does it come with bulletproof glass since you don't know what's going on outside the glass?
I know Google it's gone crazy. Google, you know, has these self-driving cars, and they've been testing them, and I found it humorous to note that one of them was pulled over by a California Highway Patrol officer recently because it was driving too slow on the highway. It was only going like 45 miles an hour. And
when
the officer
of the one of the movies there was a
Sleeper
Tower Heist when the van drove into the runway of the airport, you know, to get
yep,
away with.
That's
the,
true. Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, this all reminds me of the old Woody Allen movie called Sleeper. And if you haven't ever seen it, it's a story. Woody Allen, you know, gets sick in the 1970s, goes into a coma, wakes up in the year 2050, and, you know, everything has changed, and everybody's driving these egg-shaped vehicles, and everything that you were told in the 1970s, do not eat, is now, you know, after years and decades of research, they found that, you know, eating all that health food was bad for you, so what you're now eating in the future is the food that is actually good for you, so a steady diet of hot fudge sundaes and bacon, you know.
Yes.
No, vegetables.
Is there any stars or big-time musicians out at CES this year?
Yeah, there are. You know, most of them are here for private events or quick signings. Since I got here a little bit late, normally the show, just so that folks know, for this year, for 2016, the media day was Tuesday, and it opened to the 180. This is an industry-only show, 180,000 people, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So a lot of the big hoopla was during the first couple of days, but it still is just an amazing place to be. You should see the auto displays here, Mark. I mean, we're talking world class. We're talking, you know, Detroit Auto Show, LA Auto Show, Frankfurt Motor
wow.
Show type quality displays.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know the sales, Motor Mike Wallace. You know, we've talked about this. The sales started in October, and you know, September, October, November, December, and they just keep going up. You know, and it's over 17 million a month in sales of cars, vehicles.
Yeah.
And I don't see a lot of the new cars on the road here in Idaho. I mean, Bob, who's buying these cars? And now I just found out some information here just yesterday that Fiat Chrysler, they're a little bit in trouble. The car manufacturers, they're just one that I have a stat on, that they've hit the danger level. They've got too much inventory. It's called channel stuffing. And it's at the highest since August of 2008. They have 81 days of inventory backup right now.
Wow.
So
yeah.
They got to raise the bar, don't they? Again.
Yeah, they
all
do.
Winning out here, huh?
I'm going to be talking with the head of Fiat in Detroit. You know, their product lineup. I had a Fiat 500 convertible Abarth for a week with an automatic transmission. That the Abarth was never available with an automatic until recently. And, you know, it's a fun car, but, you know, I love the folks at FCA, but this is not a car I would ever want to own myself. I mean, it's great around town, a great handler. That little tiny 1.4 liter turbocharged engine does a pretty good job of delivering reasonable amounts of power, but it is so noisy on the highway, and the structure on the vehicle for a modern day vehicle, for a convertible, and this isn't even a complete convertible, it's almost like an awning. The sides of the car stay up, and basically the roof folds back, but the sides of the car stay up. But the amount of shake that's in that vehicle, you know, reminded me of a convertible from the 1960s. So Fiat's got something great though on the horizon, which I think is going to be a huge seller for them. Of course, their sister company Alfa Romeo is also coming back here to the U.S., but they're bringing back the old Fiat 124 Spider, the little two-seater convertible, and it's going to be built by Mazda. It's going to be built on a Mazda Miata chassis. It's just going to have an Italian bodywork and an Italian interior, but otherwise, mechanically, it's going to be 100% Mazda Miata. So I think they're going to have a huge hit with that vehicle.
Yeah, yeah, bringing back one of the old vintage, that's what we all want. It's probably going to be priced correctly, too, isn't it?
Yeah, no, that will be an affordable roadster, but there are lots of things going on worldwide. They still say that the average vehicle on the road here in North America is 10 years old. And I find that hard to believe. I also, like yourself, like you and Motor Mike are saying, I mean, who's buying all these 17 million cars? It is the golden age, as I've said many times on this broadcast. If you have the money or you have the credit, you can purchase vehicles. You know, I call it the stuff that dreams are made of. I have a list a mile long that I wish I could afford. But when we come back, we'll talk about what's happening in China. You know, there's some bad stuff going on automotive-wise in China, and we'll see if we can dial up this gentleman from Angels and Aces, or Aces and Angels. Interesting name for a Las Vegas-based company. I'm Bob Long from CES with Mark Evans. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
July 25th, 2006, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white, Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dinovite comes, and I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always lays a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine for almost 10 years. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. It's smooth. She even walks like a little princess.
859-428-1000.
On Dinovite. She's Little Miss Hollywood.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you so much for joining us as we bring you extensive live coverage of the Consumer Electronics Show 2016. My name is Bob Long, along with Mark Evans. We've got those phone lines open at 855-660-4261 before we bring forth our very special guest who's going to be talking to us about a company based here in Las Vegas. It's called Aces and Angels. So we're going to be talking to a representative of that company, really cool company, supporting our troops and first responders, and then we've got more CES coverage straight ahead. Speaking of CES coverage, before we bring forth our very special guest, before the break there, I was talking about the Chinese car market. You know, for the last decade or so, the Chinese car market has been exploding, but the Chinese stock market crashed, and a couple of car companies did well. General Motors and Ford actually had some record Chinese sales, but a number of manufacturers are pulling out of China. So, you know, it's interesting to see what's happening globally as well, Mark. I mean, we're seeing all this autonomous stuff, all this great technology, you know, the record sales here in North America. I mean, all these car companies were counting on countries like India and China to be the next gold mine for them, but the Chinese stock market crashing has had a real adverse effect, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the Chinese auto market and how the car companies respond to it.
Well, absolutely, Bob. You know, that's the thing where, in fact, our stock market here has been severely damaged. It's not the best. It's worse it's been here since 2008 from the start of the year because of what the China market's done. And, you know, it gets right back to basically we're the people that buy the cars, and guess what? We need to afford to be able to buy the cars and be able to have money to buy the cars. And that's the thing. You know, if you lose your money in the stock market, you don't have any money left to buy a car.
It's so true. I know. So, well, I know in 2008, I lost a tremendous amount of personal savings in the stock market. As our good mutual friend Matt Stone, I myself never had a 401k, but he said like his 401k went to a 201k down to a 0k. Well, the same thing kind of happened to me as well, except it wasn't in a 401k, so I can certainly understand. Let's bring forth our very special guest. He was supposed to be here in person. One of the things that happens, and I sent a bunch of emails from my hotel, and I noticed this morning when I got up that they had all bounced back, because he was supposed to be here at our broadcast locale. I know he's going to be helping me cover CES for Auto World this year, but no doubt he didn't get the location of my broadcast locale, which is in the North Broadcast Tower. But the gentleman's name is Jonathan Wood, and he is with a company based here in Las Vegas called the Aces and Angels Organization, which proudly supports our troops and first responders. And I thought it'd be cool if we just spent a couple of minutes with Jonathan. John, how you doing? Thank you so much for taking your time. Tell our listeners all across North America about the great company that you're involved with, Aces and Angels, acesandangels.org.
All right. Yeah, thanks, Bob. I'm glad to be joining you this morning. And, we're a company based out of Las Vegas that does basically charity poker events all across the country. And we honor... Cheers going to be Guns and Hoses, which honors fallen firefighters, police officers, and we're going all over the country in about 60 different markets this summer and spring and hopefully into the fall. And what we do is we have charity poker events that raise money for these charities and local communities, and it's a way for these communities to honor the firefighters and police officers in their communities as well. It's a great fun event. We bring basically Vegas to your hometown. Whenever we do bring one of these big tours to you, and we have Vegas quality dealers, tables, the whole nine yards. It's a great night, lots of fun, and we even try to get local celebrities to come out and play, and we have a lot of fun doing it, and it's usually for a really great cause.
That's wonderful. The foundation produces the annual Hold'em for Heroes Celebrity Poker Tournament at the Super Bowl. Celebrity poker events for former presidents, including Bill Clinton. I know that you have a partnership with one of the founding members of the rock band Kiss, who, of course, went on to have a very successful television show, Gene Simmons. And that must be fun working with Gene.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to work with Gene and a variety of other celebrities whenever we do some of our bigger events. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you see him on TV or you see him in concert performance and you're like, oh my gosh, this is Gene Simmons. And then you meet him and he's just a, everyday average guy, but stick his tongue out a long ways.
Absolutely. Well, why don't we make sure and give out all the contact information if there's somebody listening who would like to host one of these events. Give out telephone numbers, website, social media stuff, whatever you would like to spread the word about Aces and Angels, the foundation.
All right. Yeah, no problem. Aces and Angels, if you go to aces-angels.com, that's kind of our main website, and you can get email address, and there's even a contact us page. And if you're somebody who's interested in sponsoring one of our events, you can contact us through that. And we have different sponsorship packages available. And, it's actually a really cool event in that not only do we honor police and firefighters or the troops or some other really good charity cause, we also... you can use it as a marketing tool for your business, too. So that's one thing that's really cool. So go to aces-angels.com, and you kind of look over our company and see what we do and see the good that we're doing in the world, as well as how much fun we have playing poker.
Oh, that's wonderful, John. Mark, really cool company, and I know like a lot of high-end dealerships have utilized their services. I mean, it's great to bring in, you know, some of their potential clientele, like let's say an Audi dealership, host the poker tournament at the Audi dealership, and bring in the local celebrities, and everybody has lots of fun, and all the money goes to all these wonderful causes. So I think it's great whenever charity meets the automotive world.
What a, yes, absolutely. And John, what a great name, huh, Bob? Aces and Angels, that's perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. John, I know you're going to be over here at CES helping me cover the show. Get ready to walk. You've never been here before. And, Mark, what do we call this? It's a two-shoe show. You got to bring two pairs of shoes because you're going to wear one pair out. I mean, it covers something like, I don't know, 50 football fields, something like that.
At least, you know, and that's the thing. You gotta be on your vitamin kick, too, to get enough energy to keep going.
But you had an energy drink this morning, and I've been walking around trying to find where you guys are at. So I just had to pull over real quick in one of the halls to take this call. So, yeah, it's a maze and a half.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Well, have a great time, John, and I'll be talking to you. Thank you so much for visiting us here on Auto World Live from the Consumer Electronics Show 2016.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to meet you, John.
And what a great company that is, Mark. Aces and Angels, the foundation based here. I love the names of the streets out here. They're based on Dean Martin Drive, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I'm talking about Dean Martin, Bob. Here just the other day, I had to bring up the old, remember when Dean Martin used to roast the folks on Sunday night? And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, Foster Brooks, and they were hosting Jackie Gleason. Yeah, how sweet it is, you know.
Oh, wow.
And they were hosting Jackie Gleason, and Dean Martin was, and Foster Brooks got up there. It was a lot of fun to watch that. So, absolutely. Poker night sounds fun.
It definitely does. Boy, the vehicles here, Mark, are just unbelievable. Ford has got not only all of their electric and autonomous stuff, another version of Sync. This is the fourth generation of their in-car application, I guess that's what you would call. You know, it basically controls not only your cell phone, but you can control the radio and the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, all kinds of cool stuff. And other companies are now using that system, so that shows you how good it is. But they've got the Ford GT, the upcoming 2017. They've got a yellow one here.
And, take a picture for me.
Yeah, somebody told me that that you're going to be getting one of these, so I'll check on your order while I'm here, okay?
I'll take you for a ride all the way. You can drive it, Bob. Hey, thanks for having
you. Hey, thank you, my friend. He's Mark Evans. I'm Bob Long. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World from the Consumer Electronics Show 2016.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100.jcwhitney.com. 100.jcwhitney.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is it.
For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.